Always a pleasure to have Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF USA in the Horn, blasting out from his ranch in Billings, Montana. Now, Bill, the Trump tariffs just went into effect. How do you feel that will affect the cattle industry here in the good old US of A?
We welcome the tariffs. We've been asking for tariffs for the importation of cattle and beef and sheep and lambs for many, many years. And as we see, cattle prices are experiencing relatively high prices, highest nominal prices in history.
Right.
Yet we're not rebuilding our herd. It's because the producers do not see a long-term opportunity. It's because whenever our prices rise, more imports come in here and displace our domestic production. Tariffs are the answer. We welcome these 25% tariffs, and we want tariffs on Australian beef and lamb as well, because the importation of lamb from Australia has decimated our domestic supply chain for a very important protein, and that is lamb.
Interesting points. Very interesting. Bill, RCAF is leading the charge on mandatory country of origin labeling, MCOOL. Do you feel there's a better chance of it happening with the new administration?
Well, we do. Senator John Thune, who is the Senate Majority Leader from South Dakota, has reintroduced the mandatory country of origin labeling bill known as the American Beef Labeling Act. We've got 7 co-sponsors on the bill. We hope consumers and producers alike will call their members of Congress and urge them to support Senate Bill 421, which is the American Beef Labeling Act, so that U.S. producers and consumers will know where the beef came from that is in their grocery stores.
I like it. Thune and Rounds out of South Dakota, two big, huge supporters of the beef industry here in the United States. A tip of the hat to him, right?
You bet.
All right. that wasn't very sincere, Bill.
No, we're very appreciative of their efforts to reform the cattle and beef and sheep and lamb industries.
Much better. Now, RCAF has its big convention coming up, and speaking of South Dakota, Rapid City in June. Tell us about the agenda and how one becomes part of it, please.
Well, first they can go to our website and see that our convention will be held in Deadwood, South Dakota, June 17th through the 19th. We welcome vendors at our trade show at the convention, and we will have speakers talking about the most critical issues facing the profitability of U.S. cattle and sheep producers. So there will be speakers from litigation pieces that we're involved in.
Right.
The antitrust case against the largest poor packers, the checkoff program case, and our case to stop the electronic mandatory identification, EID mandate that we're fighting so hard against.
Sounds great. The dates on that one more time.
The bulk of the convention will be on June 18 and 19 Deadwood, South Dakota.
Sounds good. Deadwood, you got to love that town. Bill Bullard, CEO and forever champion of RCAF USA, thanks for being part of America's Hot Barn Report.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This breaking beef news brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.